The Illinois River Basin, which includes most of central Illinois, was selected to take part in the Next Generation Water Observing System. That's one of the things you need to know to start your day for Monday, January 30th. I'm Jody Holtz, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Palomar Wealth, an independent practice of Thriving Advisor Network. The team at Palomar Wealth can help families and individuals at all stages of their financial journey with a full suite of financial advice, investments, and risk management. Details at PalomarWealth.com.
First on deck today, Peoria International Airport is getting some new security cameras with improved technology for its parking lot. WCBU's Joe Deacon reports.
The Metropolitan Airport Authority of Peoria's board last week approved the purchase of two Flock safety cameras with license plate reader, or LPR, capability. Airport Director Gene Olson says the LPR cameras enable law enforcement to take a more proactive approach in responding to crime.
It gives you notification right away. So if there's a license plate of interest that shows up at the airport, then all the police officers that are also subscribed to this system will instantly get notified.
Olson says the airport has seen an increase in property crimes occurring in the parking lot. He says the majority of incidents have been vehicle thefts and thefts of catalytic converters.
Most of the time when somebody comes out to the airport to steal a car, they're doing it in a stolen car. And so, you know, this will give us a little bit of advance notice instead of finding out about it after the fact.
Olson says many of the stolen vehicles result from people leaving their cars unlocked with the keys inside. He says the airport already spent about $250,000 to upgrade camera coverage in the parking lot. Olson notes the location of the Flock cameras hasn't been determined, but they will be strategically placed to get information on all cars entering and leaving the airport. For WCBU, I'm Joe Deacon.
And here are some other stories we're following in the WCBU newsroom. Plans to construct a CO2 pipeline through 13 Illinois counties has been temporarily halted. Navigator Heartland Greenway LLC voluntarily withdrew its application over questions about where the CO2 would be sequestered. And several central Illinois communities will receive funds from the State Environmental Protection Agency to inventory lead service lines. Find more of these stories and all the details at WCBU.org. You might have noticed low-flying helicopters with an even lower sensor dangling from them over central Illinois and the Illinois River Basin. It's all part of a U.S. Geological Survey learning more about groundwater with cutting-edge technology. WCBU's Colin Shope spoke with scientist Burke Minsley, Katie Holsey, and Jim Dunker to learn more about the next-generation water observing system.
In the last few decades, there's been a lot of increases in the technology, advancement in the technology for water monitoring. And we're trying to test bed a lot of that instrumentation and bring higher resolution, both spatially and temporally, to water resources questions.
So we'll start with you, Jim. What is the Next Generation Water Observing System project?
It is a 10-year effort program within the USGS nationwide, and they select a basin roughly every year. The Illinois River Basin is the third basin to start after the Delaware River Basin, the Upper Colorado, and then the Illinois River Basin. And so we began in 2020, and it is a 10-year effort to bring new technology, next generation technology, to monitoring water resources across the basin, both all aspects of the hydrologic cycle.
Burke, what is the sensor measuring exactly?
Well, the sensor really measures one thing. It's an airborne electromagnetic sensor. We use that to make maybe lots of different types of interpretations. So it sends a small electromagnetic signal into the earth. And depending on the geologic materials in the subsurface, we're able to measure how well different materials conduct or don't conduct electricity. So coarse grained sediments like sands and gravels or bedrock don't conduct electricity very well. They look electrically resistive. Shales and clays and salt water look electrically conductive. They're good conductors. So we're able to map those properties out in the subsurface to depths of about 1,000 feet below ground. And we're able to do that from a helicopter system that's flying at 50 miles an hour. So we can collect a lot of data pretty quickly in the subsurface.
And for Katie, is there anything unique or special about the Illinois River Basin that it was chosen for this?
One thing unique about the Illinois River Basin is not only its large geographic and population footprint. So the things that we learn about this river basin will impact a great amount of people and a large geographic area, but it's also kind of representative of the watersheds in the area. They're dealing with, whether some of their water quality and water availability interests that they want to better characterize can, the learnings that we can gather from the Illinois River Basin can probably be applied to other Midwest water basins. Lots of agriculture and some very dense urban centers.
Jim, the press release mentions harmful algal blooms in the Illinois River Basin as one potential focus of this study. What are those and why do they create a risk?
So the algae are out there in lakes, ponds, and rivers naturally. And when things get out of balance and you have add excess nutrients and under the right conditions, the algae go through a reproductive phase and into a bloom, and they become the water turns bright green, and the algae can become a problem. And there's a threshold. Algae blooms are a normal part of the water resources community, but when they get out of control, they can pose a threat. And there's at certain times, certain species of algae can then release toxins. Then you've gone from maybe a nuisance algae bloom to a harmful algal bloom. And so those toxins can actually be, are a hazard or a risk to human health.
The Illinois River Basin includes most of central Illinois and parts of northwestern Indiana. The sensor that hangs from the helicopters resembles a large hula hoop. And before we let you go today, the Fond du Lac District Library in East Peoria will be hosting its board meeting tonight at 6 p.m. in the library's conference center. And on a personal note, this will be my last episode as the host of On Deck. WCBU's Colin Shope will be your new host starting on Tuesday, but you can still catch me in the afternoons at 5 as the host of WCBU's news magazine, All Things Peoria. And that is it for today. The show is produced by Holden Kellogg. You can subscribe to WCBU's On Deck podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or NPR One.